present. So the first question about the revision. UIC is a technical body. That means our mission is to offering technical advice, recommendation. So our mission is to keep update our documents at any time, any moment. So obviously, the revision is something that we are always in mind, specifically when members came to us, ask if we have search of information. For example, in the case, do you have information for station, any recommendation? So in the case, we are sharing this information, but we're also getting some feedback. Did you have something else about digital information or for the audio information? And in this condition, I collect all the comment and say, okay, we must review this part of this document because there is a lack of information. Some technical approach are missing, and we must develop and improve the version. So it's an always exchange with the members. It's a day-to-day exchange with the members, and the revision process is something what we must keep maintaining years after years. This document has been published, as you can see, in 2018. From this date, we have facing a lot of information, obviously sanitary risk. All the infrastructures managers mentioned that the last information, pictograms or element that they had regarding the sanitary risk came from the Chernobyl event. So they have a lack of information. They're looking for a lot of information. And we, during the COFIN, we are faced to many, many pictograms, new information that create misunderstanding. So we must answering to this information. We must offering common view, common approach on that. So it's obviously only just on the sanitary measures, but there is more than that. There is also everything regarding new mobilities, the personal mobilities, kick scooters, electric vehicles, hydrogen vehicles. I know that in Netherlands in 2013, the government will stop the thermic vehicles. So a lot of new pictograms must be developed in these countries, for example, but not only in the Netherlands, but also worldwide. So a lot of new information must be clarified. So sure, the revision process will be start as much as soon as possible. It's a question of time because we need to discuss. I can do it by my own in UIC with the members, but it will not be effective if I'm not including, as I mentioned yesterday, IATA, UATP. And it will not be anymore an international railway solution, but much more an intermodal information recommendation, I think. I don't know what can which term we can use, but this is a more global approach. And when we are talking about global approach, there is also some some issue that we can have at the international level between who will take in charge search of elements. So it's take time to debate, to discuss, but sure, we will sooner or later review this document and extend as much as possible this document to the intermodality approach. How about the PRM and the regulatory framework for the question two? Unfortunately, I'm not the PRM managers of at UIC. My colleague was in charge of this, so I'm daily working with them. She's coordinating a working group only in Europe, because this is the only region which have an international regulation on person with reduced mobility, which is the TAP-TSI. So all the discussion that we have at the international level, so Europe level, is based on what the TAP-TSI mentioning. We are not forgetting that with a new passenger regulation that the European Commission is developing, new services, new expectation are must be offered in station, so it's quite new. So yes, our main guideline is the TAP-TSI. We have also non-European members. We have North American members, Amtrak and VRL Canada and USA, which is member of this to follow the rules and bridge the gap that we have between our different regions. And also in terms of language, the last question is the use of language. Sure, we talk about which language we should develop, and some of region, if I take, for example, the case of Iran, their two international language is the Turkish and the Russian, and not the English. We have also some, for example, other colleague, other institution, which is OSGD, where the international language is Russian and Chinese. So we must consider that English is not the best international languages. So by considering this element, having a lot of different languages is the best. This is the best. It's too much, but limiting the language is probably not the best solution. So sure, we can consider the Chinese, the English, the French and Spanish, Italian, English, but it's first too European centric, and I think it's not the good things. So we ask also to each company to provide their information to fit and feed the thread. So once again, it's a question of if it's a question of interpretation, having more information is always the best. And then we let the actors select which information they would like to use. We don't want I really I don't believe that limited information is the best things to do. Do you have any question? Or all my question, my answer are clear for you, Mr. President? You are muted.
Thank you very much for your explanation.